Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
All right. Sevenfold Express the Spirit of God. We'll spend a minute on each and we'll be done. All right. So first of all, let me just say this. First one in Isaiah 11, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord. The Lord is the word there, Adonai. It means owner, master, absolute ruler, commander, controller. I believe each of these expressions, we're going to hit seven. Each of these are passageways, secrets to go into deeper intimacy with Holy Spirit. So you begin with allowing God to be ruler. You allow God to be the controller, the owner, the master. If you want to develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit, when the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord rests upon me, the phrase upon me refers to a personal relationship, but it also includes the manifest presence of God. So what I want to do is I want to develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I worship and I want to sense the presence of God. We had a special worship service a Sunday. My wife and I, we don't pastor a church, but we go to a local church. And a guy that runs with us that does the worship at a lot of our events also leads worship at our home church. There came a point in worship. I just got on my knees and I just began to weep. Right. And it was just people, I'm sure, you know, like Sean, what was it? Was it the words in the song? I can't even tell you what song we were singing. I just know I felt the presence of God. And in that moment, it was like, I need that. I just need the presence of God, all kind of stuff going on and situation. And I just felt the manifest presence of God, and I just think it's so important. Well, anyway, Spirit of the Sovereign Lord resting upon you means that in order to develop intimacy with the Holy Spirit, he has to have the final say. He has to have the final say. Not what you're feeling. That would be your feelings, right? Not what's trending in terms of what everyone's talking about in the modern narrative, right? God has to have the final say. When you allow him to be master, you develop intimacy. And so that's important. Number two, Spirit of wisdom. One of my favorite things. Do you know the Bible has so many great promises for wisdom? Do you know that the Bible says wisdom is given freely? The Bible says if any of you lack wisdom, come on, just wave a hand. Anybody needs more wisdom in their life? Come on, just wave your hands. Lord, we see these hands. Give us more wisdom. Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, God says the Father, let him come to me and ask. I will give it to all men. Here's the word, generously. Hello, somebody. Generously? Are we taking God up on his offer on wisdom? A God that says, I'll give it freely. Well, here, and I take each of these aspects, sevenfold expression, I pray that. So I pray because I feel like a good thing is to turn scripture into petition, right? Turn it into conversation. So the Spirit of wisdom, the word there, wisdom, is the word chokma, and I might be mispronouncing it. I have a master's not in linguistics. It means divine enablement, skillfulness from heaven. So wisdom isn't just that you got head knowledge. It means that you're skilled in what needs to take place, like whatever you need to do. You know, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon King Saul in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel, prophesied of Saul, said, Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. You will do as the occasion demands. That's kind of a picture of this, is that wisdom is divine insight into the plans and purposes of God. It's divine insight into the plans and purposes of God. It's wisdom in terms of your day-to-day life, but it's bigger than that. So it is inclusive of God. I just need to know, like, Lord, do we sell our house now? God, do we get that car as opposed to that car? God, do we send our kid to this school or do we, you know, send our kid to that school? Do we homeschool? Do we private school? Hey, I had two kids and each of them kind of had a different school that they went to, but it was really based on what God was saying to me about what their destiny was. And so my son, being more of an evangelist and more outspoken like that, he spent some time at public schools. And my daughter, pretty much, she, in early elementary, we prayed. She was at a public school because it was a good school in our area. But things started being introduced at the school. We immediately pulled her out, and she was at a spirit-filled church, a spirit-filled school, and it was a church too, through high school. But each of them were different, and we just prayed, and they turned out okay. Like, as a parent, you still feel like, oh my God, I could have done all these things better. But it's good to know that the Holy Spirit is signing off on decisions you're making. I see some people nodding their head. You agree with me, right? Wisdom is foresight into the future. So there is an aspect where Holy Spirit wants to show you what's coming up. Come on, somebody. I don't have to wait for the 5 o'clock anchor man or anchor woman to tell me what's up. I don't have to wait for it to roll down whatever, you know, social media thing. Hey, Holy Spirit could begin to show us, right? We don't have to be caught off guard. Spirit of wisdom, it is the understanding of spiritual realities. And so I think that's good because it causes you to see what other people don't see. You get to see the hand of God behind. Like, everybody can show you the war in the Middle East. Everybody can show you COVID-19 at one point in time. Everybody could show you the inflation at record 20-year high interest rates. But can we see the hand of God behind those things? That's what wisdom will give you. And we need that wisdom, because if not, man, we're going to be stressed out, people. We will be like up at night, not sleeping like the world is not sleeping. And I don't believe that that's us. And you guys are a mature group. All right. The wisdom of God also has the power to give you what you need to say. I just want to have a Selah moment. How often have we said something that later we regret it? Anybody else? I'm going to wave two hands and a leg. You can't see my leg go up, but my leg just went up too. The Holy Spirit, if you take time before you speak, here's what Jesus said, and this is forgotten, and I'm going to have to speed up on the next one a little bit better. I'm spending too much time. But Jesus says, as I hear, I judge, therefore my judgment is righteous. You know, I submit to you, the average Christian puts out carnal judgments because we didn't wait to hear what the Holy Spirit had to say. Jesus said, Jesus, second person of the Trinity, Jesus said, as I hear, I judge, therefore my judgment is righteous. And I'm telling you, I think we judge in a vacuum apart from Holy Spirit. I just want to challenge you. So Holy Spirit, I know that typically this is the way this group wants me to feel, that group wants me to feel, but help me to get wisdom as to how do you feel about the situation. And I think God will have you feel differently. And okay, I got to move on.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.